Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 82. Tonight, clear with a low of 55. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. An 8-man electric lineman and vegetation management crew from Wainwright Electric Cooperative has returned home after spending 2 weeks working to provide relief after Hurricane Laura. The crew was comprised of Dennis Estes, Ryan Barrett, Clint Horrell, Randall Douglas, Jason McKinney, Chad Hinkle, Tom Flanagan, and Lindy Simpson. They were sent to Louisiana to render assistance in clearing trees and erecting poles and lines to restore power to an electric cooperative near Cameron, Louisiana. Wainwright says multiple trees and debris from homes and broken crossarms were factors in the near-complete knockout of the co-op's transmission system. They had lost power to their entire local grid, affecting over 42,000 homes, businesses, and churches. Wainwright says a second crew has been sent south to replace the crew that just returned over the weekend, as thousands are still without power from the hurricane. The co-op would like to thank Main Street Shop in Fairfield for donating chains and related supplies for the relief effort in Louisiana. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
The top five reasons to drive for KMA. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, monthly attendance and safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jackstand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily. KMA is now hiring. Call 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY today.
In other news, the Alliance Against Intoxicated Motorists has recognized three Fairfield officers for their efforts in enforcing impaired driving violations. Officers Cody Moore, Justin Zerlini, and Craig Zerlini, who is now with the Princeton, Indiana Police Department, were awarded certificates of appreciation. The Alliance conducts an annual DUI survey of over 700 police agencies in Illinois. 38-year-old Fairfield resident Crystal A. Bradham was arrested for DUI last night after reportedly striking property at Mach 1. She departed the scene in a 2016 Chevrolet Silverado, and Fairfield police were notified of the incident shortly after 10. Officers conducted a traffic stop, spoke with Bradham, and detected the odor of alcohol. After a field sobriety test, she was arrested, and she submitted to a breath test at the Wayne County Jail, which indicated a level of 0.179. Bradham was lodged in the jail, pending the posting of bond. Two other people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend as well. 53-year-old Mount Vernon resident Robert D. Klein turned himself in Friday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of failure to register as a sex offender. Klein was released from jail after posting $595 bond. 42-year-old Enfield resident Sean M. Burgess was arrested last night by county deputies on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. He was also wanted on a Douglas County warrant for contempt. Burgess was held in the jail, with bond set at $520 on the warrant. No injuries were reported in a single vehicle crash about 5 miles east of Jeff early yesterday morning. According to police reports, at approximately 2:30, 23-year-old Sisney resident Brighton I. Musgrave was northbound on a county roadway when he looked down for a moment. He then ran his 1993 Chevy Silverado off the roadway, struck an embankment, and overturned. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. Musgrave was cited for operating an uninsured vehicle and driving with a suspended or revoked license. Petitions for the consolidated election in Fairfield will be available in the office of City Clerk Tina Hutchcraft on September 22nd. Elections will be held on April 6th for the positions of mayor, city clerk, and one alderman for each of the city's four wards. Each office holds a 4-year term. Petition circulation begins the 22nd, and the filing period for petitions is December 14th through the 21st. Office hours to pick up petitions at City Hall are weekdays from 7 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 p.m. Wayne County Public Health Administrator Clark Griffith says at least 30 of the 39 new COVID-19 cases reported in Wayne County Saturday night are linked to the Frontier Community College baseball team. He told the radio station 62 people within the program were tested at the recommendation of the IDPH for an outbreak situation, where at least two cases were associated in time and place. He also says a number of organizations are coming together to help control the situation.
We're working with the Frontier College staff, and we're working with their coaches, and we're also working with the hospital and other community partners to separate the ill from the well. And, you know, and we're also trying to, you know, our primary goal, though, is to contain this thing and not let it, you know, spread, you know, into the general student population. And right now, we're not seeing any indication of that. It's, we're containing it to that dormitory and where those athletic students stay and live. And we're also able to provide some alternate housing for them. That way we're able to cohort or separate the ill from the well. The other challenge is we're trying to feed these kids because they're all quarantined or isolated. So we've got a lot of churches and a lot of community partners that are helping us with that. You know, there's situations where we need to provide food to them on a daily basis, and also like toiletries and cleaning supplies.
FCC President Dr. Jay Edgren says the outbreak is contained to student-athletes living in off-campus housing away from the general student population and five players on Leniger Road.
It's a mixed bag. About half of our baseball team has tested positive, although relatively, I would say less than 10% are actually exhibiting symptoms. So six to seven baseball players actually really did get sick. So Clark is going to retest the ones that came back negative again on Tuesday. Again, about 30 of them came back negative, 30 some odd positive. So they'll be retested again just to make sure that those negatives are true negatives and not false negatives.
Dr. Edgren says the baseball outbreak will not have an impact on classes at FCC. The players have been isolated and the classrooms are cleaned and disinfected several times per day. The college had planned on reopening its facilities to the public today, but it announced late last week it would remain closed due to the rising number of cases in the area. A new reopening date had not been set. The Wayne County Health Department announced three new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, two male teens and a male in his 50s. The county had a total of 215 cases. Five people were hospitalized, 86 were isolating at home, and 120 had recovered. The department announced over the weekend that two additional people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away, marking the third and fourth deaths related to the virus in the county. It also says it still has a number of probable cases already in the process of contact tracing. Edwards County had three new cases reported over the weekend on coronavirus.illinois.gov, bringing its total to 55. The departments say the number of cases can be reduced by adhering to Restore Illinois recommendations, wearing a mask, washing hands frequently, disinfecting surfaces, and socially distancing. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,462 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 14 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 261,371 cases and 8,309 deaths. White County announced four new cases over the weekend to bring its total to 151. No new cases were reported in Hamilton County. Williamson County continues to lead southeastern Illinois in cases with 1,160 on the state site. Effingham County in south central Illinois had 744 cases. The positivity rate for the southern region of the state sat at 6% on September 10th, down from 6.4% on the 9th. The rolling three-day average for hospital availability was at 45% for medical surgical beds and 59% for ICU beds. Family Video in Fairfield will be closing in the coming weeks. Employees say the company's district manager informed them of the upcoming move on Wednesday. The business is set to close on October 25th, though that could be earlier if it sells out its inventory. Locations in Mount Carmel and Princeton are also set to close, and employees say over 100 Family Videos across the country will shut their doors. They say the reason they were given for the move was a combination of already slowing business and financial pressure from the coronavirus pandemic. Family Video marks the second business on Main or Delaware streets to announce it would close in recent days, as the company owning Ed's MediCenter Pharmacy told employees its records and inventory had been sold to CVS on Thursday. That closure will take effect next Tuesday. Fairfield Memorial Hospital says it recently donated an automated external defibrillator to the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. The AED will be installed at the softball field concession stand to help better ensure the health and safety of those who make use of the parks throughout the year. In addition to the association's summer leagues, the Fairfield School System and Frontier Community College use the fields during their seasons, and the AED will help provide potential emergency care at the site until medical personnel can arrive. The hospital says, in a cardiac situation, each minute defibrillation is delayed reduces the chances of survival by approximately 10%. Dr. Corey Blank presented the AED on behalf of FMH to Jeremy Ellis of the Softball Association. Dr. Blank will return to the area to join the staff at FMH in the fall of 2021, upon the completion of his orthopedic residency. He said he looks forward to working with local communities and schools and is excited to be able to give back to the programs he was once part of. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is warning the public about robocalls trying to discourage people from voting by mail. He says his office started getting complaints about 2 weeks ago. It was told, in many cases, an automated message claimed people's personal information would be compromised if they voted by mail. The messages have reportedly warned that the CDC would collect information for mandatory vaccines, or that law enforcement would be looking for outstanding warrants. Several other states have reported the same issue, but the Illinois State Board of Elections says voting by mail is a secure option this November. An economic development educator at the University of Illinois Extension has some tips for businesses working to make customers feel safe from the coronavirus. Kim Howard has the story.
You want customers to feel confident about health measures being taken right from the start, says the Extension's Jennifer Russell. That includes having hand sanitizer readily available, staff properly wearing masks, and more.
Use a chalkboard for your menu. Use a menu that can visibly be washed, or just let the customer know that those menus are not being used again. Just, you know, really being transparent from the very beginning would help set the tone. Just having the clean pen, dirty pen, just to kind of acknowledge to the customer that, you know, they're paying attention, this is meaningful, instead of just handing you a pen and wondering whether or not it's clean or not, or has been, you know, disinfected. You know, those are some of the things that customers are really wanting.
Russell recommends businesses be very transparent about their cleaning protocols, posting them on their website, doors, and social media, as well as make it easy for customers to social distance. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is touting its new Outdoor Illinois app. Deputy Director Rachel Torbert says it has a wealth of information on all things DNR, along with digital licenses.
Just last month in August, we launched an app, so it's available on iPhone and Android. You can download it. It's called Outdoor Illinois. And basically, it's a comprehensive app which will allow you to track season dates. You know, if you want to set a reminder for when you need to apply for your permits, you can find information on places to hunt, state parks, places to camp. You can find all of that information on the app. We have a listing of our law enforcement officers. So if you're, you know, you see something happening or you need to report something, you can find contact information for our conservation officers on there. Lots of great information. And you know, we've had it out now for a little under a month, and people have been telling us that they really like it and that they, you know, they are finding it very, very useful. But of course, there are things that we can change. And so we're already looking at ways to make it better and make it more useful, really just trying to cut down and make it more efficient for guys and gals who are out in the field hunting and want to pull something up quick, and it'll be right there at their fingertips.
The Outdoor Illinois app is available in both the App Store and Google Play. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Greenwood Pest Control is still protecting your family and property during this crisis. Outside treatments to keep school of termites and ants away, plus other structural invaders. Also inside treatments for ants, roaches, bed bugs, and fleas. While you are away, call Greenwood Pest Control at 662 662- 662-3091 for the service you deserve. That is 662-3091, Greenwood Pest Control.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 81. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 28,069. That is up 403 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,073, up 219. October crude oil, it's at $37.21. That is down 12 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 73-year-old Fairfield resident Emma Jane Troyer died this morning. Emma Troyer is survived by her husband, Donald, sons Steve, Brian, and Bruce, all of Fairfield, 7 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Emma Troyer will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Ebenezer Cemetery. 90-year-old Fairfield resident Walter Lee Kaiser died on Friday. He was a member of the Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church. Walter Kaiser is survived by his wife, Bernadine, children Sherry Baker, Larry Kaiser of Cisney, and Sam and Greg Kaiser of Jeff, 13 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren. Services for Walter Kaiser will be held at 3 p.m. on Wednesday at Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church. Visitation will be from 1 to service time, and burial will be in Brown Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Compassion Pregnancy Center or Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit. They will be accepted at the church or Hoselton Meredith Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Welcome to Asbury & Associates. I'm proud to be a new member of their medical team and to help continue the legacy of excellent, outstanding care they provided for women of the area.
Dr. Daniel Moore just arrived from West Virginia to join the medical team at Asbury & Associates. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Moore looks forward to helping women of all ages with their OBGYN needs.
I look forward to seeing you at Asbury & Associates, where we take care of women through all stages of life.
Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices to serve you.
Attention, Class A CDL drivers. KMA is now offering a $2,000 sign-on bonus. KMA is currently hiring drivers for spotting and local shuttle work, consistent hours, weekly pay, monthly safety and attendance bonuses. No hazmat, no truck stand moves, no long route runs, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. Full benefits package, free health clinic for insured employees. Call today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-237-8929.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Sunny skies and a high of 82. Clear skies tonight with a low of 55 and then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 80. Now look for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Scattered showers are possible on Wednesday with a high of 82 and low of 65. Scattered showers on Thursday with a high of 80 and low of 55. And sunny skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 70 with a low of 45.